DerekShapiroShow.com. We're back here on Lose Yourself with the Derek Shapiro Show here on www.DerekShapiroShow.com. Of course, Senator Lincoln Chafee's on deck, but we have Soulja Boy for episode number 25 here in J Rhythm Radio, of course. Soulja Boy Entertainment, of course. Not the national Soulja Boy everybody knows.
Nah, not him.
No. And, of course, we have Tony Draper, of course.
What's going on, Providence, Rhode Island?
Yes. And we have, of course, T the Soulja.
Yes, sir. Y'all know me. What's good? What's poppin'? Yes.
Not Coffee the Soulja, but T the Soulja.
Yes, sir.
So tell me, how come the same name? How come... Who had the name first? I want to know this. Because, of course, you were on my show back in episode number 23 when I interviewed you at the Club Octane for the big show number 2, was it? No.
Yes, it was number 2.
It was number 2. Wait. No, it was before that, I think. No, it was before that. It was another show, I think. It was before the big show number 2, I think. They had so many shows, so I forget, you know. But, yeah, definitely it was a Club Octane, though. I heard it, and tell me about how come the same name?
I mean, basically, if y'all know me, you know what I'm saying? I was in a group called TNT, so I was already T the Soulja, you know what I mean? But, like, Hollow is one of the producers from Coleon Productions. He actually was the first person to be, like, Soulja Boy, you know what I mean? Like, this is in high school. And even 99, like, around that time when we first came out with the TNT Purgatory album, they was calling me Soulja Boy, and I was just like, yo, I like that, so I'm going to just take it and run with it. I was already planning on starting my own company off of Coleon Productions. So once I was ready to start the company, I already knew I had the name, Soulja Boy ENT. That's what it is. That's the movement.
And how long have you had this entertainment for?
I actually really started putting everything in the works maybe around 2001, 2002.
And what happened to the other group that you were with?
TNT?
Yes.
I mean, basically, we just went our separate ways. You know what I'm saying? Like, T's doing his thing. And I'm doing me right now.
Do you still collab every once in a while?
Nah, like we don't do not musically.
But you still friends?
Yeah, we still friends.
That's good. Now tell me, how did you meet Tony?
I knew Tony forever, like, you know what I mean? Like,
Oh yeah. I mean, I grew up next to these dudes in the Ville. I'm from Southside, Adelaide, so we keep everything in union, but I knew this man, like I said, to answer that question, I wanna elaborate more. I knew this man since that Soulja Boy was in diapers, you know what I'm saying? He been to
really?
Soulja than me, you know what I'm saying? We're 26 and over. We're not trying to ride no wave off the dude, but like I said, if you know Providence rap and you know us and you 26 and older and you don't dance no more, you know what I'm saying? You know that this man been to the Soulja since then. And like I said, we linked up back in what, 2006, was it?
Yeah, 2006, but we knew each other before.
Yeah, right. Long time.
And so, how old are you? You're 26?
I'm 27.
You're 27, and you're 26?
No, I'm 31.
31?
31, you know what I'm saying? I'm fresh 31. My birthday was April 23rd.
Wow, so you're older than me, actually, because I'll be 31 in June, so. So you're born in 77.
I got the swag of a, 25-year-old, though, you know what I mean? I get it popping.
Yeah, so we're both born in 1977. What a good year, huh?
Yes.
Great year, actually. Now, tell me, let's see. My next question is, how did you both click when you first came together, or like, you know, was it hard to click, or was it magic of, you know, first sight? You know, was it great to collab? You know,
what you think, Tony?
Oh, I got this one. I moved back out of a situation in 2006. You know what I mean? So I moved back to Providence, and me, I've been rapping since everybody's been rapping. You know what I'm saying? So and then I see my man T the Soulja on the MySpace doing the thing. He's been my man since day one, so I was like, I'm Dolo, so I gave a shout out to him. He opened his arms to me, showed love for him for that, and yeah, in the booth, we do what we do. We don't worry about, you know what I'm saying, like, who's better than this, or your bars. We just go and do what we do, and it comes out hot.
So you said you moved back to Providence. Where'd you live before?
I used to live in Uxbridge, Massachusetts.
Oh, Uxbridge. How come you left Rhode Island to go to Uxbridge?
I mean... Because my little college sweetheart, you know what I mean?
Really?
Everybody goes through the ups and downs. It's just part of the down point. So
definitely.
Move back home.
So you went to college in Uxbridge?
No. I went to University of Rhode Island. I met her in college.
Oh, really? So what'd you study at URI?
Business management. Got a minor in marketing, too.
Sure, really?
We don't want to talk about her right now. I mean, actually, I good looking to her. Because if it wasn't for her, I wouldn't linked up with Tia Soulja and get back into rap thing.
Sure, definitely. And what did you do before you linked up? What did you do musically?
I mean, I was at URI doing talent shows, basically freestyling on campus.
Okay.
Stuff like that, sure. Cafe houses, they know.
Sure. Definitely. You had to get out there, you know, find ways to get out there. And what did you do? No, I already asked that, but I'm saying, no, my next question is, let's see what the next question is. I'm losing my mind here. Okay. Now, what place would you like to perform at and why?
Place
I stumped
like
you, huh?
Yeah, now I gotta think, because, you know, we did a lot of shows. We do a lot of shows. So, the place I feel like,
That's home to you.
I would say maybe the Black Rep or Octane. Like,
really?
You know what I mean? Like the Black, I love the Black Rep when it's like packed from front to back. You know what I'm saying? Everybody's there. Chachi got it popping. Got everybody.
Oh, yeah, of course.
You know what I mean? So I like the feedback from the crowd. You know what I'm saying? That makes me, just motivates me more to keep doing it.
And Octane, too, because they hold us down from the beginning of the year. You know what I mean?
With Charles, yeah. You got to give props to Charles, of course, with that. And do you think the other Soulja Boy has heard you?
I'm pretty sure.
We hope.
I hope so. I think so, because I do believe he added Soulja Boy Tell Him to his name. You know what I mean? But
Why do you think he did that?
I don't know.
Because
you heard about us on a space, you know what I mean?
Because we coming.
Because now, of course, you're friends with Hoodem too, of course.
Yes.
And Hoodem opened up for Soulja Boy, the other Soulja Boy, right?
Yes, sir.
So did you ask Hoodem to give a message, or did you ask, because when Hoodem opened up for them, they must have said, I know this other Soulja Boy in Rhode Island.
Yeah, they might have. Well, I didn't ask them, though, you know what I'm saying? They might have.
Now,
I never asked him that.
Now, if you could actually meet the other Soulja Boy, what would you say to them?
Let's battle.
Really?
Let's battle. Right
really,
on the
really,
spot.
Really,
we'll
really,
settle
really,
that right
really,
there.
Really, really. What's your favorite song by them, though?
Nothing.
Honestly, I wouldn't say that, dude. Like, he's doing his thing. You know what I'm saying? Like, Crank That. That's just crazy. Mm-hmm. Like, it's that was, the number one download in the country of the year or something that. So, I mean, he's doing his thing. Everybody in ATL, they doing their thing. So, I'm not really,
Oh, he's from Atlanta, huh?
Yeah. Like, okay. I'm not really, down a dude, you know what I'm saying? Because, his music is basically for the kids, you know what I'm saying? Like,
right.
That's what they doing. They dancing now. So, I mean, it is what it is.
Right. And
I mean, as long as he don't speak my name, then we good.
Exactly,
you know what I mean? Because I'm grown, so, you know.
So, who do you look up to in the hip-hop field? Who do you look up to that's out there right now? And how does that influence your music?
I mean, like, I grew up listening to, Tupac, Biggie, Jay-Z,
Nas, Rakim, Coogee Rap,
Run DMC, you know what I'm saying?
Like really?
Big Daddy Kane.
List can keep going on. Like, I'm from that era, you know what
I'm saying? And how does it influence your music today? How does it influence your music today?
I mean, I'm a big fan of Ghostface Killah. My crew calls me the ladies man. So, I mean, Ghost, he got the stories when he breaks down the situation. So, me, you know, I try to kind of vibe off that. And they know it's the truth when I talk about the ladies, me being single, sexy, and free like Maya. You know, but when I talk about it, they feel me because they know that's me. You know?
All right. Well, we're going to play the first song, of course. I Do. Tell me about the song now, T there, Soulja, of course. tell me about I Do.
I Do is just, you know what I'm saying, basically letting you know, like, I grind every day. You know what I'm saying? Like, this music is in my blood. Like, this is what I'm here for. And you ain't going to get rid of me. You know what I'm saying? I don't care how many people want to hate on the Soulja or hate on the Soulja Boy movement. You can't stop this movement. You know what I'm saying? It's like, it's bigger than music, though. So that's one thing you first got to understand. It's way bigger than music.
All right. Well, here is I Do here on Lose Yourself with the Derek Shapiro Show.
Yeah. Definitely some real talk. Holy real shit head. Hey. Get a Soulja. Get a Soulja Boy Entertainment. Wanna grab their ratchets. My 16's loco, tracks are smashing. Yeah. And still I'm in the hood, gotta watch for the popo. Woo. You niggas like to tell when you know it's a no-no. Yeah, you niggas rap, but you rap to the popo. Tryna hate on me, when you can't ignore me. Man, I'm doing it, you need to applaud me. Now you wanna fuck with me, tryna record me. Yeah. Same old hip-hop story. I'm like a dude so lame, man. Niggas just poor, man. Talk a lot of shit, but can't do nothing for me. It's the SB, double R. Connect to the west side. Watch your step when you trying to play tough guy. Yeah, we getting money and you know we so fly. Haze in the jar like, yeah, we stay high. You rolling with a star, you see me on my grind. Shit has been a long time coming. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Shit has been a long time coming. Yeah, yeah. It's a rap the way I'm piecing the track. Shit is like food on the table, I'm eating the track. Then how a nigga fuck with that? That 86 crackin', how dare you speak my name? When you know the soldiers spit that flame. The boots on fire, but we don't need a fireman. I'ma burn this bitch down now. Shit, it goes click, clack, that's how the soldier get down. I'm VIP in the 40-40. Now let a nigga talk reckless, man, I show you the 40. I'm OPP in it, your boy get naughty. Loyalty is golden, nigga, you're folding. The boy's knocking at your door, nigga, you're folding. Baby mama golden, rolling with a star. You see me on the grind, man, you see me on the grind. This shit has been a long time coming. I said this shit has been a long time coming.
RolaZone.com, Smile With Me, Ambitious Records presents Rola My Story coming out this summer. Yes, Rola My Story coming out this summer. New CD, RolaZone.com, Smile With Me, Ambitious Records, of course, RolaZone.com. All right, we are back here on Lose Yourself with the Derek Shapiro Show here on www.DerekShapiroShow.com. J Rhythm Radio, of course, episode number 25. Back with Soulja Boy, Tony Draper, and T, the soldier, of course.
What's going on?
Yes, yes. What's going on with you guys still? Just chilling here in the basement, yeah, of course, right?
I like this show.
Yes, it's nice.
That take me back to, like, I mean, when we first started recording, we was in Roy's mom's crib, like, in the basement. She used to let us just, we used to go down there, music all loud.
Really?
Late. She let us do whatever we want, man. That really, like, kept us off the streets, even sure. though, now, I mean, we did get into the trouble, but basically, the music kept us focused, though.
So, before we played your song, I was asking you about what people in the hip hop world who look up to. Do you look up to any other genres?
Right now I like who I'm feeling right now. I'm feeling Home Dude, Young Bird. You know what I'm saying? And Max B. Max B. Right now.
Yeah.
That's what we listening to in the truck. You know what I'm saying?
So, but any rock? Any all? Does any rock influence you at all, too?
I like Maroon 5, tell you the
truth. Oh, yes, definitely.
I like Good Charlotte, y'all. I like Good Charlotte.
Good Charlotte, yes, yeah. definitely. Now,
Linkin Park, too.
Oh, Linkin Park, of course.
That album they did with Hoovers, that was crazy. Yes. I still got that in the collection.
For Noodles,
sure,
actually.
Sure. Now, would you ever do a collab with a rock band ever?
Yes, sir.
Yeah.
I'm looking for that right now.
Really?
You heard Run MC Walk This Way. I mean,
yeah, exactly, shit. Exactly. Hey, maybe you went Almost Blind. Who knows, right?
I don't know. Hey,
I don't know. Whatever, man.
Now, of course, you said you used to go in basements. Do we still record in a basement, or what do you record your music now?
Now we got the little hood spot. You know what I'm saying, in the Ville. Mess with my cousin Hollow, like he's producing for Coleon Productions. He's actually one half of Coleon Productions.
Mm-hmm.
So we record over there. Messing with One Drop, you know what I'm saying? Shot of Jaeger was good, homie.
What up, Mike?
Yeah.
You know what I mean? We like to go out to Connecticut, too, you know what I'm saying?
And, what place in Connecticut do you like?
We go to Coleon Productions. Like, Roy got a nice little studio.
Not yet.
Nice
what
studio.
What up, Roy?
And we like to go out there and just have fun. Like, he just lets us just do what we do. We just have fun out there.
And what's the furthest state that you performed in?
Like, we're going to New York Sunday.
Oh, Sunday. Where are you performing in New York?
Tomorrow, actually.
We're opening up for True Life, Rockefeller artist True Life, at our club, Snitch, or the AKA, what is it, AKA Hip Hop Lounge, that's what they call it.
Well, yes, of course, this will be taped before, of course, May 15th. Of course, this will be taped April 26th. But what are you doing after May 15th? What are you doing, where can we spot you around after May 15th?
We'll be at Tommy's Lounge on May 10th, too, and, What else? The Big Show 3. What
oh, oh yes, that's right.
Big Show
4. A Tantric, of course, with Roll, of course, June 5th, of course. Yes, yeah. Yes, yes. With Charles, of course, doing that. Yes, and Tantric ran downtown
Shouts
Providence.
To ALE Entertainment.
ALE.
Yes. Audio Liquor, of course, Entertainment. Yep. And so where do you like performing out of state? Like, what's your favorite spot in New York?
I just love Harlem, man. Like Harlem, like New York itself is just what hip hop is.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like when you go to New York, it's like I'm in hip hop. So, I mean, you go to New York, like hip hop is not dead. Like
you feel the electricity as soon as you pull
What's
into the
furthest
state?
State that you performed in?
I performed in Philly.
Philly. Oh, what was that like?
That was sort of like crazy. Like it was different to me.
Yep.
Now I mean, I just got a different reaction from the crowd. Like this was like when I was in TNT, like we was doing this, and it was just crazy. Like we had that single, The World Is Coming to an End,
mm-hmm.
and it was just like every time we performed that song, it was like the crowd went crazy. So I just loved that. You know what I'm saying?
Now who do you have collabos with right now? Do you have any collabos with anybody?
Outside us?
Yes.
Who them? I got a collabo with my dude Box out in Connecticut. He's from Connecticut. Team Jers. Mm-hmm. He got crazy buzz out there.
Team Franchise.
Team Franchise. He got Jay Meezy.
And tell me about the collabos. Do you like doing collabos and why?
I like how my favorite collabos be a lot with Who Them because I just like their energy.
Exactly.
Like their energy is crazy. You know what I mean? So when I get in the studio with them or we do something, it's just. They know how I work. I know how they work.
Exactly.
And we just go in.
Exactly.
Besides my dude, Tony Drape, too. No,
sure. And who's your favorite person doing collabos with?
My favorite person would have to be, I'm going to go with my man, Jay Meezy. Shouts
really?
To Team Franchise. Yeah, because me and him, it's not like we jabbing or nothing like that, but we bring the best out of each other. Besides T the Soldier, of course. Soldier Boy Entertainment.
Sure.
Me and him is nothing, but my man, Jay Meezy, we really go hard at it. You know
so,
what I mean?
So away from the music, what do they do for fun? What can we expect you doing for fun? Well, of course, you're married, of course. I want to bring that up, too. You're married. How many years have you been married for now?
Actually, 3 years.
Tita Soldier?
Yeah, but I don't see the wedding band. Where's your wedding band?
Hey, yo, crazy story, yes. Man. I was in a pool, you know what I'm saying? My neighbor's crib, we was over there playing, got the little basketball thing and the volleyball and the pool. So that's how I lost my ring. We was playing volleyball one day. Came up, couldn't find a ring. I just really been lazy and anyway and got another one.
Really?
And my wife don't like that though, you know that.
So how'd you meet your wife?
She from here. Like she ain't from here, but she's from Philly. But you know she grew up here in Providence. And
now do you have any children?
Nah, no kids.
No kids. Yeah. So what does your wife do, by the way? Is she music?
Nah, she's not into music. Nah.
No.
She's not into music.
All right. So of course she goes to a lot of your shows, of course.
Yeah.
Yes, yes. And you're single, of course.
Yes, sir.
Only single.
She wants that to be known too.
Yes. Okay. So people listen to Lose Yourself, the Derek Shapiro Show. This could be a dating match, show now. Well, so are you looking for what particular girl are you looking for?
Like
a lady with big breasts, a lady with big breasts, or little breasts, or big ass,
you gotta go with the back door.
We like fatty.
Yeah. All right. Well, tell me about this next track we're gonna be hearing. We're gonna be hearing, of course, by you, Tony. Your next track, Secrets.
It's called Secrets.
Is this a big secret? You're revealing the secret for the first time, right?
Well, yeah, this is new music right here. I mean, basically, the concept came to. Sometimes I ride around in the truck and I see. Homegirl and a man having a problem in the truck, spazzing out. I'm like, that's where I get the motivation from, moms.
Sure.
Can you keep a secret? You know what I mean?
And by the way, give you a MySpace up before we go to the next one.
Mine is /dhustle210, DHUSL210.
And
mine is basically Soulja Boy ENT. That's SOLJABOYENT. Get it right.
Yes. All right. Well, and you have a combined MySpace too, right?
The Soulja Boy Entertainment is basically for everybody, you know what I mean? I got a T the Soulja MySpace too. If you go on the top of that, I don't know the URL to that, that's why. But if you go on my top friends on a Soulja Boy ENT page, you see the T the Soulja page, hit me up, whatever. You can hit me on the IM. I like to talk to everybody, you know what I mean? Talk to the fans.
Oh, and shouts to Tommy Gunn, a.k.a. Rope,
yeah,
Prop City Productions.
And when can we expect your individual albums coming out?
Right now, I would say more or less. Tony Drapes is coming out in July, so mine will probably be out around the same time.
What about a Together Soulja Boy album? When can we expect
right
that?
Right now, let me send out a message to Big Biz. You see, we're on the radio right now. Homie, we need this talk of Rhode Island mixtape. The streets is buzzing. They waiting for this mixtape, man. Big Biz, that's my homie though. What up, homie?
So when's your latest project gonna be coming out together?
We're trying to get that out before the July project, all right. Actually.
Sure. All right. Well, here is before we get to former Senator Lincoln Chafee. Again, thank you for having being here today on my show.
Thanks for having us in.
Yes, yes. And here is Secrets by Tony Draper here on Lose Yourself with the Derek Shapiro Show.
Mommy wanna know if I can keep a secret. I said, baby girl, I am Mr. Creep with. I'm Mr. Getaway on the weekend. And even when you're with your man, I'm the one she wants to be with. I sweep you off your feet like ski lifts. Draper dreaming so much he changed twice in the evening. Different chicks catch me with. Baby, me being wifed up is like bringing sand to the beaches. Damn, I love females. I don't discriminate all colors. They all eat my sheep with sweet smells. From they toes to they lead nails. I get in between they knees, all inbox like email. They say I beat the coochie well after I nut, and they be buffing on the wood like details. But homie, here's the best part. If you ain't on your job, Tony Drake, Mr. Humphrey Bogart. Mommy, can you keep a secret? I wanna see you on a sneak tip. I can be your end of the day, your over the week. And they call me Mr. Sexual Healing. Let's baby girl. Mommy, can you keep a secret? I wanna see you on a sneak tip. I can be your end of the day, your over the week. And they call me Mr. Sexual Healing, get it in. I met a whole lot of women in my lifespan. Most of them most likely was a one night stand. From the bed to the floor, sink and nightstand. Close the blinds cause newbie neighbors they just might stare. You can't get mad cause I ain't your man. Understand, wifed up is not a part of my plan. Picture Drake locked down, same women for life. Same face for 365 nights, right? Tony is variety type. Fuck falling in love, cause I ain't even in life. That'll happen when pigs take flight. Hell freezes from ice, and I win the lottery the same night. I'm like you, haul, baby, I stay making moves. I heard you big, treat them like boxing, stick and move. The motion of my ocean is making the seasick. Baby girl could be my little secret. Mommy, can you keep a secret? I wanna see you on a sneak tip. I can be your end of the day, your over the week. And they call me Mr. Sexual Healing. Let's baby girl. Mommy, can you keep a secret? I wanna see you on a sneak tip. I can be your end of the day, your over the week. And they call me Mr. Sexual Healing. Get it in. Mommy, can you keep a secret? I wanna see you on a sneak tip. I can be your end of the day, your over the week. And they call me Mr. Sexual Healing. Let's baby girl. Mommy, can you keep a secret? I wanna see you on a sneak tip. I can be your end of the day, your over the week. And they call me Mr. Sexual Healing. Get it in.
Okay, we are back here on Lose Yourself with the Derek Shapiro Show here on www.derekshapiroshow.com. Of course, episode number 25, J Rhythm Radio. And of course, like I said in the beginning part of the show, J Rhythm, I'm just like John Stewart of The Daily Show, because John Stewart interviewed this great former senator of Rhode Island, Lincoln Chafee, and me being a Democrat. He is a former Republican. He's more independent now, and I had the privilege to interview him. He couldn't come down to the show, the studio, so I had the privilege to go to Brown University and interview him at his office. So here is one of my best quality interviews I have done in a long time. So here is Senator Lincoln Chafee.
Here at the former Senator Lincoln Chafee's office here at Brown University. And welcome to Lose Yourself with the Derek Shapiro Show here on www.derekshapiroshow.com. And how are you doing today?
Good morning. Very well. Beautiful day out there. Spring is coming. That yes. makes us happy.
Yes. Tell me, now you have a new book out, and the title of your new book is?
Against the Tide, How a Compliant Congress Empowered a Reckless President.
Really? Tell me, what's your main goal about this book, why you wanted this to come out now, and who do you want people to, what audience do you want to read this book?
I think a lot of Americans and a lot of Rhode Islanders are saying, what happened? We handed this administration in the spring of 2001 a surplus, a great surplus, first time in my lifetime that the government was running surpluses, and we handed them a peaceful world. This was before September 11th, and the Cold War adversaries, the Germans and the Russians and the Japanese, the English, the Americans, were all getting along well. So we handed this administration surpluses in a peaceful world, relatively so. And what happened? Mm-hmm. We've squandered both. We've squandered the surpluses. We're now with gas prices exorbitantly high, with the economy very, very shaky. And all over the world is conflict. All over the world is conflict. And so that's what my book tries to examine, and particularly the role of Congress, because the Founding Fathers set up Congress to check and balance a rogue executive, a very, very strong executive. And why didn't we do our jobs in Congress?
Right. And why don't you think we did our jobs in Congress?
It's a complicated issue. Certainly September 11th was a big factor in that Americans were angry and very, very traumatized. And this administration was so skillful at tapping into the anger of the American people. And my fellow members of Congress kind of kowtowed to the power of the executive at this moment of crisis in our country, instead of saying, wait a second, with all due respect, Mr. President, Mr. Vice President, where's the evidence that Saddam is a threat? Where's the evidence that Saddam Hussein has weapons of mass destruction? Because there never was any. Right. There's a lot of talk, a lot of Colin Powell, and a lot of Condoleezza Rice, and a lot of Vice President Cheney talking, but there was never any evidence. So we in Congress didn't do our jobs. And a lot of it has to do with September 11th, but that's exactly what the Founding Fathers anticipated,
right.
And they put up a Senate, they informed a Senate with six-year terms, so that two-thirds of us are not up at any given time, a third of us are running, and the Senate particularly was designed to ask the great questions. It's a tragedy, American tragedy, that we didn't do that.
And you were one of the few Republican senators that was opposed going into Iraq. What other Republican senators were there? Was it just you or just some other Republican senators at the time?
I was the only Republican senator to vote no, and a majority of Democrats voted to go into Iraq. A majority of Democrats, even. There were only 23 of us in the Senate that voted no.
Such as Hillary Clinton, too. She voted yes.
She voted yes. Senator Clinton voted yes. Senator Edwards voted yes. Senator Dodd, Senator Biden, all the people, Senator Daschle, these are all Democrats that were thinking ahead of possibly their own campaigns, and they made a tremendous error in judgment.
And what about Barack Obama? He voted no?
He wasn't in the Senate yet. He came in after the vote in Iraq, but he gave a speech in opposition as a state senator in Illinois.
Right. And now you just recently came out to say that you're for Barack Obama, former Republican, of course, you being a former Republican, but now you're independent, I guess, right?
Yes, in Rhode Island, what it's called is unaffiliated voters, which is independent. I'm not affiliated with either Republican or Democrat anymore.
Is your main goal in the future to run for governor of Rhode Island?
I don't have a goal right now, Derek. I'm doing my job here at Brown University. The governor's race is up in 2010, as we speak here in the spring of 2008. That's a long way away. So I do enjoy the political arena and do hope to get back into it. I'm not sure where yet, though.
And if you did run for governor, would you run as a Democrat, Republican, or independent?
I can't even go to take that step as to where I would run. I just haven't reached that decision yet as to whether I'd run or not.
And what was Senator Barack Obama's feeling about you supporting him? And have you talked to him on the phone recently?
Yes, we served on two committees together in the Senate, on the Foreign Relations Committee and on the Environment and Public Works Committee. And you get to know each other better when you serve on committees together through the hearing process. And so I got to know him pretty well in the Senate, and then when I announced my support for him, he was very, very busy going from primary to primary to Virginia to Wisconsin, but we chatted, and he was gracious as always. I lived next door to his brother-in-law, the basketball coach here at Brown, Craig Robinson, so we chatted about that a little bit, but I knew he was busy, and let him get on with his work.
Sure, and in addition to that, what was your fellow colleagues and Republicans in the Senate saying about to you, you know, past the hallway, you know, saying to you about you opposing the war at the time?
Well, they got to know that early in my career that I couldn't be intimidated and I'd make careful decisions as to how I was going to vote. And I had no doubt about the Iraq war vote. That was just, I felt so strongly that this country had just recovered from the Vietnam experience, the horrible experience that we'd had with Vietnam, and to rush into another quagmire. I was just adamant that this was a mistake. And my colleagues were of a different mind. I couldn't get through to them. It was very sad.
Now let me ask you, of course, you took your father's position as Senate, okay, of course, when he was alive, and I met him before, a long time ago, of course. And do you think if he was alive during that vote, do you think he would have voted against the war as well?
Oh, absolutely. He served in World War II and in the Korean War. And as children growing up, we could never get him to talk about it. Mm-hmm. Never, Dad, what was it like? Did you shoot anybody? You know, normal kids' question, yeah. Youngsters' questions. He would never say a word about it. All he said was that in Korea it was cold. That's mm-hmm. all we got. He said it was just freezing cold. And so war's very... a traumatizing experience, and we're seeing that with the veterans that are coming back from Iraq now, physically and mentally traumatized by that experience. So I know my father would have been asked the very good questions before going into Iraq, and the truth is that Saddam was not a threat. And I know my father, as a good lawyer also, sure. would have asked good questions and come to the conclusion that this was not a warranted war, an unnecessary war.
And we're going to be playing a song and coming back to Senator Lincoln Chafee. And here is a debut of J Smooth featuring my wife, Rola, of course, as I call her, just Rola, and Fire. And it's called One Day off of J Smooth's new mixtape. And after this song, back to Senator Lincoln Chafee. Followed by Neil Salisbury, Thoughts on My Mind, new song off the Derek Shapiro Show soundtrack.
One day we gonna shine, 'cause we stay up on the grind. And one day when we are stars, we'll be claiming what is rightfully ours.
I've got the determination plus the dedication, and I've learned to be patient to get this nation to buy these albums, forget the hating. Real hip hop fans need to show support. I'm gonna show heads, I don't gotta go to New York to be established and blow like a bomb. These beats get ravaged when I'm flowing a song. I shine like the sun when I'm rhyming for fun. I don't gotta try to be someone I'm not, because I'm hot plus the slums are locked. Writing the bean, it's my life and my dream. It's why I stay in the lab, writing 16s. And I'm slanging these tracks to fans like they were fiends. I'm trying to stack some brands and be enlightening these teams. To man J Smooth, Boston's own. Y'all just came through to drop his poem.
One day we gonna shine, 'cause we stay up on the grind.
On everything I rash and sing, this music moves through me like it's what truly packs my veins. Not if, but when, that's what I live by. I don't care if I got enough just to get by. I'm on the road to the throne and it's gonna be a sick ride. Every track's a trailblazer for the way I spit fire. But that ain't quite enough, it's all in the love. I show what they know it, so they give it up. That's in the end what matters, all that respect it gathers. And when it's due props and truth talks, it's nothing better. To some it's just whatever, yeah I spit a bit. To me I'm eating, sleeping, breathing, straight up living it. It's a beam in my dream and it's gonna be mine. The stars will be something to look up to when we shine.
One day we gonna shine, 'cause we stay up on the grind. And one day when we are stars, we'll be claiming what is rightfully ours.
I say one day, one day. I'm saying every day we'll be on the grind. Oh,
in my head while I'm playing guitar, nothing else to do. sip, sit here and sing a song about you. Well, I'm singing the thoughts that I have in mind, every good thought that I can possibly find, and that's all I can find in my mind about you. Thinking about you all the time. Hope you don't think that it's a crime to love you and to care for you and to picture you in my head. If I didn't have you, only you, I think I'd rather be dead. Well, I'm singing the thoughts that I have. Every good thought that I can possibly find, and that's all I can find in my mind about you. As much as I think of you, and I hope you love me, honey girl, enough to match up my love for you. Well,
Hardy's Furniture presents the 20th Annual AIDS Walk Rhode Island.
Walk like you've never walked before.
Sunday, June 8th, 2008, at
Roger Williams Park Carousel in Providence, Rhode Island.
A 3-mile walk to benefit the programs and services of AIDS Project Rhode Island.
Registration begins at 8 a.m. and the walk starts at 10 a.m.
Join Honorary Chairman Mayor David N. Cicilline, Eyewitness News Anchor Karen Adams,
and myself, Rola.
And myself, me, Derek Shapiro, from Lose Yourself with the Derek Shapiro Show.
So register online at www.aidsprojectri.org. Sponsored by Cardi's Furniture, 93.3 Coast FM, WPRI Channel 12, Fox Providence, Rola Zone, www.rolazone.com, and Lose Yourself with the Derek Shapiro Show, www.derekshapiroshow.com.
And DJ by Mondo Music. Giovanni's Pizzeria, they do catering. Birthday parties, call for information at 401-621-8500. They deliver, MasterCard, Visa accepted, open 7 days a week till 2 a.m., 85 Richmond Street in Providence, Rhode Island, right behind PPAC. Again, 85 Richmond Street in Providence, Rhode Island, right behind PPAC. They have lunch specials, pizza specials, event specials. So ask for my friend Leon, because me, Derek Shapiro, tried the bacon barbecue cheddar ranch pizza, of course. Yes, at Giovanni's Pizzeria. Call them at 401-621-8500. Again, 401-621-8500. Tell them that Lose Yourself with the Derek Shapiro Show sent you. All right, we're back here and here on Lose Yourself with the Derek Shapiro Show here on www.derekshapiroshow.com. Of course, J Rhythm Radio, episode number 25, the last leg of the interview with former Senator Lincoln Chafee, of course. And here how's the rest of the interview went back at Brown University.
Solution is to end this war now. What do you think the solution is, and how do you think the Senate and the Congress can do this?
There's no good options. There's no good options. We're in a real, real mess over there. And it's, as I said, a real tragedy. I think our best effort should be engaging everybody in the region at some kind of high-level peace talks, if you will. And that the Turks, and there's so many people in the region that have been involved so deeply. The Turks have the northern border to Iraq, the Iranians are to the east, the Syrians to the west, the Saudis to the south, even the Kuwaitis, who were invaded by Saddam, should be there sharing their experiences. Jordan has a long border with Iraq. They should be there and see if we can come to some kind of agreement to put down our guns.
Sure. And has a lot of your former colleagues in the Senate and Congress, have they read your book? And do you expect President Bush to ask you to read your book as well?
I think that from what I'm hearing, people are reading it. It makes them a little angry, but I was always trying to be respectful and honest in the book, very, very respectful of everybody's point of view. But in the end, critical of the decision makings that, as I said at the top of the show here, lost our surplus and got us into, looks like, perpetual conflict all over the world. And as I said, there's no good options now. And how do we get into it? Yeah, what happened? We made bad decisions, and I think I'm warranted in my criticism.
And have you heard from President Bush about this book yet?
No, I don't expect to.
No. And do you think he will read it, do you think?
I'm sure somebody's going to mention certain passages to him.
Yeah, Vice President Cheney, of course, too.
Yeah. I'm sure people will mention that maybe in news reports and the like, that as I promote the book, what I might be saying.
But so far, I'm sorry, go ahead.
But it's warranted and it's honest.
And so far, has this got national attention, your book so far, and what national attention has it gotten so far?
Bit by bit. It takes a while for a book to get traction, and I do believe Against the Tide, my book, is getting that national attention. I was on a radio show this morning from Chicago promoting the book, and I'm going to Boston this afternoon.
Awesome.
So I'm getting out, pushing the book.
And what was it like to serve under, in a nutshell, okay, under the Bush-Cheney administration? How stressful was that for you? Or how good was that for you? Or what lessons have you learned from that?
Well, remember, I was a supporter of theirs when they were running in 2000. And I was completely dismayed when they came in and did the opposite of what they promised to do. They promised to be uniter, not a divider, and to have a humble foreign policy. I mean, these are campaign pledges, and they went the very first minute of the first day. They were ripping this country apart and being divisive on, you know, issues that people feel strongly about, abortion, for instance. That's a very highly emotional, divisive issue. But they've just waded right into it and that was the first act by President Bush after he was sworn in to do an abortion. Mm-hmm. So he went right back on his campaign promise from the very first minute. And so I'm an old-fashioned New Englander, if you will. Somebody tells me something and then does the opposite, I'm on my guard, and I don't trust them, and I never trusted those two after that.
Sure. And did you tell them face-to-face that you don't trust them? Would you ever tell them face-to-face that you don't trust them?
Yes, after I voted against the president's tax cut policy, this is before September 11th, when they came in with a big $1.6 trillion tax cut, and in fact, John McCain and I were the only two Republicans to vote against it. I had a meeting with the president in the Oval Office, just the two of us, to tell him I didn't agree with what he was doing, and I wanted to meet with him face-to-face and say it's nothing personal. Yeah. We can continue to respect each other, but you're going back on what you campaigned on, and I'm not going to be supportive of that agenda. And I told him to his face.
And what did he say in response to that?
It was very difficult to engage in conversation with him. He was set in his ways, and I was trying to make a sound argument that we're going to lose Republican seats if you continue on this divisive agenda. And ultimately, I was right. I lost my race because in 2006, and as did many Republicans around the country, In Missouri, we lost a Republican seat, Pennsylvania, Ohio, Virginia, Montana, all because of the president's policies. And now the Democrats are back in control. So I was trying to talk to him politically, but he was set in his ways.
So why not back in your campaign, of course? Unfortunately, you lost that to Sheldon Whitehouse, of course. Why not just run as independent or even switch parties then? But, of course, you're more independent, like you said, on the show over here. Why not just run as independent back? How long ago was it? 2006, was it? Yeah, why not just run as independent?
Well, I was in a no-win situation in that the Republicans controlled the White House, the Senate, and the House of Representatives, and there were some big bills up that helped Rhode Island that I had to stick it out and protect my state's highway money and military money. And it's just a reality that there would be retribution that would have hurt Rhode Island if I had left the party. And that's just political reality. I recognize that, and I gave it my best shot as a Republican.
Sure.
And we did well with the highway money, and we did well in the military bill. We gained military jobs here in Rhode Island.
And what do you do for right here at the Watson Institute right now in 2008? What do you do here at Brown University?
It's called a visiting fellow, and it's bringing the outside experience here to the campus, and the students, I think, find that very valuable to have someone that's been out there and getting dirt under their fingernails.
Sure.
and to come into the academic life. And it's a good mix. It's a great program they have here. And, of course, I'm at the Watson Institute, which is international studies, and I very greatly enjoy that because I served on the Senate Foreign Relations Committee.
Sure.
So I know a lot of the international issues. Tonight we have the president of Bolivia coming, which
really?
I was very instrumental in going down there and delivering a personal invitation.
Sure, sure.
To President Morales to come to Brown.
Wow.
Yeah, very exciting.
And do you talk in front of students all the time then?
Yes, it's not a regular class. I did have a regular class my first semester, but now it's more guest appearances and various areas that I help the university.
If you ever go back in politics, would you want to run for even senator again? And if you did run for senator again, would you do it as independent?
I'm just starting to think about the options that are out there. I haven't come to any firm plans.
Mm-hmm.
I've enjoyed greatly my time here at Brown University, and there are some options coming up. I'm starting to think about them.
Would you ever want to get into radio? Because, of course, you did a radio interview in Chicago and Boston, my radio show, Lose Yourself with the Derek Shapiro Show. But do you ever think you would get into radio?
No, I'll leave that to you. I don't have the silver voice.
Mm-hmm. Well, I think you do it, but and another question, too. Do you think if you ever went into politics again, do you think president would be your option as well? Or vice president?
I think step by step. I'm a long way from that one.
Sure, sure. And do you think that today as we stand, you know, of course it will be up on May 15th, but we're recording this in April. Do you think that Barack Obama, of course we supported, will take it all the way, or do you think John McCain will take it? Or do you think Hillary?
Boy, if the Democrats can't win this one after the economy and, as I said, surplus is gone, perpetual conflict all over the world, it seems like that then they're in trouble.
Mm-hmm.
And I just assume the Democrats are going to win this. John McCain's good on many issues, but he's got, like, just the way I suffered.
Sure.
Here in Rhode Island in 2006. I got that R next to your name.
Sure.
Republican's a bad brand right now.
Sure. And if Hillary wins over Barack, because, of course, you're supporting Barack, will you support Hillary or will you support McCain?
I can't vote for anybody that voted for the war. I really can't. I was there for it, and it was a huge mistake. It's costing us trillions of dollars. It's costing our international friends around the world, and it's costing us in lives and in injured soldiers coming home blind and with missing limbs and years of therapy needed, and both mental and physical. It's a horrible, horrible decision. I can't vote for anybody that voted for the war.
So in other words, you won't vote for any president if it was the McCain and Hillary against them. You won't vote for any president.
No, you're allowed to write in somebody, and I'd write somebody in. And that's my constitutional duty. I will vote.
And that would be Barack Obama, probably, right?
probably voting right in Obama. But I hope he wins the convention. I assume he's going to be Senator Clinton in the Democratic convention and win in November of 08.
Mm-hmm. And in addition to that, what I was going to say is that I was telling somebody that I was going to interview you. And they used the term, I don't know, what do you feel about negative publicity about you? I guess they use the term senator in Virginia, I guess. When you hear that, what do you think and why?
Well, that's ridiculous. I mean, I'm a Rhode Islander through and through, and when I got the job in Washington, that's where my job was. And half my time was there, and half my time was here coming back home. I came back every weekend, I think every weekend. So that was ridiculous.
Mm-hmm. And do you speak to Senator Sheldon Whitehouse on a regular basis and Senator Reid? And if you do, what do you talk about?
Not anymore, now that I'm out of politics. But when our paths cross, it's a small state, Rhode Island, our paths do cross. And, of course, we're very friendly.
Well, I do thank you very much for losing us out today on www.DerekShapiroShow.com. I do want to thank you again, former Senator Lincoln Chafee.
And there you have it. And coming up next, we're going to be closing out the show. But first, we hear two songs, Dante, Street Tales, off the Derek Shapiro Show soundtrack. And then Bay State, If I Get One More Knock on the Door. Here, Lose Yourself with the Derek Shapiro Show.
All these niggas want to tell their little street tale. How they getting that money on the retail. Hear the stories who succeeded and failed. Niggas dead or trying to make bail. Y'all know street tale. All these niggas want to tell their little street tale. How they getting that money on the retail. Hear the stories who succeeded and failed. Niggas dead or trying to make bail. Y'all know street tale. This is how it is. How we live. How we get by. Seller get high, money talks in the hoods I walk. Doesn't matter if it's Providence, LA, or New York. Name of cities may change, language remain the same. If you can't play, get your ass out the game. They say the strong survive, hear the strong dies. Only thing keeps you alive is family ties. On the streets, many souls said goodbye. And you seen lots of moms with tears in their eyes. Ready to go themselves, heart filled with pain. The streets swallow their seeds like girls giving brain. With haters and guns, how can we maintain? The police, they out there doing the same thing. Wanna get what you own or put you in the dirt. Niggas better toughen up or get their feelings hurt. Word. All these niggas wanna tell their little street tale. How they getting that money on the retail. Hear the stories who succeeded and failed. Niggas dead or trying to make bail. Y'all know street tale. All these niggas wanna tell their little street tale. How they getting that money on the retail. Hear the stories who succeeded and failed. Niggas dead or trying to make bail. Y'all know street tale. Another day, different story. Wake up with new niggas hating on me. They don't understand the moves I make to get this cake. They eat off one plate, I'm eating steak to steak. Real recognize the fake, who's about what they speaking. Raw moves on the board will have you leaking. Watch for the players putting you in check. Thought it was a game, huh? So you couldn't press respect. You're retired, and all that remains is your name. If respected on walls, your face will be stained. Kids fatherless, raised by the same streets that claim them. Who's the victim? We all products of the system. Chain reaction, one goes, we gotta get foes. Fall like dominoes, that's all the hood knows. The heavens are steps away from all this hell. These are everyday stories that become street tales, street tales. If you fallin' in the hood, you a street tale. Getting money in the hood, you a street tale. Hear the stories who succeeded and failed. Niggas dead or trying to make bail. Y'all know street tale. Locked up in the hood, you a street tale. Respected in the hood, you a street tale. Hear the stories who succeeded and failed. Niggas dead or trying to make bail. Y'all know street tales. All these niggas wanna tell their little street tale. How they getting that money on the retail. Hear the stories who succeeded and failed. Niggas dead or trying to make bail. Y'all know street tales. All these niggas wanna tell their little street tale. How they getting that money on the retail. Hear the stories who succeeded and failed. Niggas dead or trying to make bail. Y'all know street tales. All my niggas up north have street tales. All my niggas in the dirty have street tales. All my niggas Midwest have street tales.
All my niggas left coast have street tales. All my niggas third world have street tales. Worldwide niggas have street tales. Hear the stories who succeeded and failed. Niggas dead or trying to make bail. Got no street tales,
All right, and we're back here. Lose yourself with the Derek Shapiro Show, J Rhythm Radio, of course. Episode number 25. I think this was a superb show, wasn't it? Huh?
Yeah, it was pretty good.
Yes. You know. What would you rate it on a scale to 1 to 10, and why, J Rhythm?
I give it probably. I give you a high 7.
High 7. How come not a 10 on the J Rhythm factor?
Well, you know, some of your jokes are a little dry, but we still love you nevertheless.
Oh, thank you. I love you too, J-Rhythm. Yeah, I just got to get some water before the jokes, I guess, right? To make them all wet?
I guess.
Actually, you know, I don't really drink much water. I drink too much soda, I think, you know, and soda has a lot of sugar, so maybe it's, you know. Yes, and they stuck around for a while. They wanted to just relax in J Rhythm's basement because they had a show last night. So thank you for sticking around. Yes, thank you for being a guest. Of course, to Almost Blind again, and of course, thank you, Soulja Boy. They had to run out. Of course, they're busy. Soulja Boy, thank you. Of course, and I want to thank, of course, MS Work, Stephen Hogan from AIDS Project Rhode Island. Of course, join us June 8th. Of course, at Roger Williams Park, please join us. Cardi's Furniture will be there. Karen Adams from Fox Providence Channel 12 will be there. Mayor Cicilline will be there. Roller will be there, of course. And, of course, Thank you to Senator Lincoln Chafee. Of course, you were great at Brown University. Next month, episode number 26 here on www.DerekShapiroShow.com. Of course, we have Jay Smooth. We have another rock band we're going to be interviewing. We don't know yet. We haven't. I'm behind on that one. And in addition to that, and hopefully another big celebrity, of course, too. And then, of course, I'm going to be interviewing people from the Walk for Hunger in Boston, 20-mile walkathon that me and Roller do every year. It's going to be airing next month on June 15th. I'll be 31 by then. So until then, take it easy. Have a nice day. Thank you for listening. And have a great month. Bye-bye.
It's over. How'd you like it?
I don't know. I slept through the whole thing.
Well, you didn't miss much.